This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
But we're about your same age. I'm 47. I think my Charlie is 50. And they've hired us to do a job here to turn this around and get the adults. And by the way, the ratings show that we really did we're doing a super job of it. But we saw this. We saw this HOV. I never liked it to begin with. And I think the whole Virginia thing is ludicrous. You can't have a radar detector. Oh, you know, has no one ever fought that?
The Don and Mike Show.
Right.
The bleaching keeps them pink. Yep. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Listen, we had so much stuff today we're not getting to. Great pictures of Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, really?
Wearing like a see-through blouse.
Hello.
You know that, what's her name, Desperate Housewives chick, the one that's going out with the San Antonio Spur?
Eva Longoria?
Yeah, she got hit in the face with a
piece of construction equipment.
With
a pole, I understand.
Yeah, she got a pole in her face.
You, you took the pills today, didn't you?
Yeah.
You really did. You like?
You know what? Yeah. I don't care if tomorrow's a three-hour show, incidentally. We're having 1 hour of the show. Come back. Yeah, I know you're always the last to know, Mike, for the Redskins game tomorrow.
Right.
But I promise you
they're the fans.
That we will tomorrow discuss the Ray Stevens box set.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
the Ray Stevens tribute record.
Oh, hello, Ethel.
Because, listen, here's...
My birthday's coming.
Here's my thought on this.
Yeah.
There are 9 artists that have committed to the Ray Stevens tribute album. I racked my brain. He had maybe 4 hit records.
Okay.
And if you count Ahab the Arab,
right?
5. How are 9 people going to cover only 5 songs?
That seems a little bit of a stretch.
Okay, is he no longer with us?
No, he's still with us.
Yeah. Oh, so you've got tribute while he's alive.
Guitar Zan and his Jungle Band.
Uh-huh.
You've got Everything is Beautiful.
The Streak.
Yeah. The Streak. Misty. And Ahab the Arab.
That's it.
Ray Stevens' catalog.
Mr. Businessman.
Oh, hold on a second. And Mr. Businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, we didn't think of that one.
What's that?
Mr. Businessman.
But was that really a hit?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. Buzz feels very strongly about it.
All right.
It's time that we didn't have time for any of that today. Oh, and also, I got a great idea. We're going to be doing the Sex Lines Challenge very soon.
Is Ken on the album?
To see which of us can get laid first on those brand new Sex Lines,
mm-hmm.
where the whores hear your voices.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll do that on tomorrow's episode.
Very good.
If we get a chance. Now we're going to do, isn't that something, how about that, whatever this thing
wow.
is.
Wow.
The
incredible.
The deal is, a North Dakota man is the world's undisputed Edsel King. He has an Edsel.
No.
Manel?
He has 226 Edsels.
He has 226 Edsels.
Wow.
Okay.
How about that?
Obviously, Mike and I really did a lot of planning before we...
Well, that's the whole idea with this little interview segment. You don't do the planning.
So, Buzz...
Yes, I'm ready with the scorecard.
If you're ready,
mm-hmm.
I'll turn the microphones on. So we have 2 guys, Leroy and Hugh... And they are the Edsel Kings, and as soon as you hear the music, they will hear you, and you'll know that it's time for the Don and Mike Show.
Leroy Walker.
You ready, Buzz?
Ready.
Here we go.
Hugh Leslie.
Live from the Westwood One Radio Network, Don and Mike present Isn't That Something? Now, here's Don and Mike.
Hi, you Buzz. Good afternoon, everybody. It's now 51 minutes after the hour. You got to be somewhere at the top of the hour yet. 9 minutes together, traffic weather together. Come on. Let me ask you something, Mike.
Yes, go ahead. I'm waiting for your question.
How's your Edsel?
Edsel? My goodness. I couldn't possibly own an Edsel. Wasn't that crunker that they sold back in the 60s?
I think even a little before that.
Maybe the 50s.
Joining us now are a man named Leroy and a man named Hugh. Hello.
Are you fellas there?
Yes, we are. Yep.
Hi.
I'm here.
Welcome to the show. My name is Don. This is my friend Mike.
Understand, you fellas have a large collection of these cars. How many total?
Well, I am out of Beulah, North Dakota, and I have 226 of them.
How about that?
And how about you, the other fella? Was that you or Leroy?
That was Leroy. This is Hugh Leslie. I'm in Oxford, Pennsylvania, and I have about 152.
How about that?
That's something.
Wow.
Edsel rhymes with pretzel. incredible. I just wanted to mention that.
That's great. And these cars weren't really popular. Weren't they a failure?
Well, at the time when they were sold, there was too many cars on the road because DeSoto died the following year. And
ain't that the truth, brother?
The economy of the country was not in a position to handle these.
Hey, why is it the Great Depression anyway? What the heck was so great about it?
Wasn't it a depressed time, fellas?
The Great Depression. And what was so roaring about the 20s?
Isn't that something?
Flappers my buttocks.
How about that?
So you got 226 of these old cars.
How do you keep them running?
Well, you just borrow a part from the bad car and put it on a good car and keep it going.
How about that?
Wow.
What's the mileage?
Well, if you got today's on them, you can run down the road at speed limit. You can get your 18, 19 miles a gallon if you got it tuned up right.
Inconceivable.
Holy crap. That's something. You know, my father-in-law only bought DeSotos.
DeSotos. Related to the Edsel, are they?
No.
No,
that's something.
How about that? Wow.
So you've got 226 cars.
Would you sell any of them?
I sold one here about 3 weeks ago and delivered it to Portland, Oregon.
Ain't that a kick in the pants? How much? What was the price, may I ask?
It was an unrestored car, and it was one of three left in existence, and it was right around $9,000.
Three diddly markable. How much do you sell these cars for?
Well, if it's a convertible with a
$10,000
restoration, it's going to cost you some money.
Have you sold one recently?
I sold one here about 3 weeks ago.
Money talks, nobody walks.
That's for sure.
You don't need safety first. Here's a question for you. Do you wear the seatbelts in the Edsels?
I got one at drag race. They're just where they are in any other car.
Good for you.
What colors are the cars?
I offered them.
Are they a rainbow of colors?
No, they're green, white, black, brown.
Buckle up for your safety.
Absolutely.
And the safety of others.
Do they have working ashtrays?
I don't smoke, but I keep nickels and dimes in mine.
Isn't that something?
55 saves lives.
Wow, incredible.
Smokey the Bear says, don't use Stern Force fighters.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
Would you like to hear a joke?
Sure.
Would you fellas like to hear a joke?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, here we go. I want to thank our head writer, Robbie the Jokeman. What car hosts a variety show? Ed Sullivan.
Hey, have you ever heard that one?
Ed Sullivan.
Isn't that something?
How about that comedy?
Yep.
How about that car? Tell me something. What's the PSI, the air pressure in the tires in those olden cars?
34 pounds.
Isn't that something? That's the same pressure as a modern-day car.
Incredible.
Yeah.
How about that?
Horseless carriage.
That's amazing. And the upholstery's all original in all these cars?
A lot of them are, and there's a place in Portland, Oregon that makes reproduction authentic original upholstery you can't tell it apart.
Get out of town.
Wow.
Tell me something, fellas. Do you ever look at The Desperate Housewives?
No.
Never seen that show?
No.
What's wrong with you?
It's a fine show. You ought to check it out.
I don't think you can count that one, Buzz. That's what's wrong with you.
No.
What?
Wasn't the Edsel the first hybrid car?
Oh, no.
Didn't it run on, like, corn oil?
No.
Oh, I know that my uncle, Scooter, had an Edsel that he traded for a gallon of vegetable oil.
You know, the guy, incidentally, that wonderful gentleman that was profiled at the airport today. And if you got to be at the airport, you got to catch a flight, as Sam Huff would say. Bing bong, 4 minutes to the top of the hour. His name, incidentally, was... I totally forgot where I was going with this.
Pac-Man? Just thought I plugged something in there. When did Chevy stop building the Edsel?
You got the... You're in the wrong church.
Oh, the wrong church. Oh, you mean it's a religious vehicle?
Do you believe in God?
Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
There you go.
Attaboy.
Do you believe in him? Do you spell it with an uppercase G or a lowercase G? And is it
V8 or V6? What say you?
God spelled backwards is dog. Dog is man's best friend.
Don't start preaching that satanic stuff again. That's scary, and that's not something. Uncle Scooter never used the old AC. He'd have all the windows up. Be a 98-degree day. We'd be driving down the highway. We would like boiled eggs.
Hey, speaking of 98 degrees, how about that Nick Lachey? He is super. What do you cats think about Jessica Simpson? Leroy?
Yeah.
Hugh?
What's that?
How do you feel about the that young songstress?
Ain't she just the sweetest piece of ass to come down the pike?
Well, she seems to be doing okay. There's a lot of people like her, I guess.
Wouldn't you like to nail her in the back seat of your Edsel?
Oh, boy, wouldn't that be something.
Hey, fellas, have you ever made whoopee in the back of one of your cars?
Oh, back in the 50s, yes.
Hey, back in the 50s. Not any time recently, though.
Isn't that something sexual?
Incredible.
Sexual. Tell me something. Bareback? Back in the day? Did you go bareback? You don't understand? Did you wear a condom?
Well, that's been so long, the guy got to think twice to remember.
You got to think twice to remember.
You gotta
hope. That's a negative, as far as I'm concerned.
You got to hope that baby doesn't break. You know what I'm saying? Broken condom equals broken life.
That's right. Convertibles are quite the rage. What say you, fellas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, convertibles is a thing.
I think it's a fad. I want to just jump out.
Convertibles?
And convertibles are a fad. Fellas.
Or the ragtop, as it were.
The yep. Horseless carriage. The Edsel. Tell me something.
V8 or V6, fellas?
No V6s in Edsels.
How nope. about that?
All V8s?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were... six cylinders.
Oh.
In line six. And
you don't say.
That's probably part of the problem.
I'm going to have to rethink my thoughts about that one.
I like to roll down the ragtops and pop the T-tops.
Yeah, most convertibles were V8s.
Are there any Edsel convertibles?
Oh, yeah.
How about that Rock Hudson?
What's that?
What about that Rock Hudson? I mean, were you as shocked as I was? I mean, good golly, Miss Molly.
And on a related topic, the Andy Griffith Show. Fellas, both of you, this is for you. Goomer, Goober or Gomer?
Gomer. Gomer, yeah.
How about that?
Do you ever sell the cars?
Yes.
How much do they cost?
You don't say. Do you make a tidy sum?
Well, it depends on the condition of the car.
Fellas, how many pennies in a $1 bill?
100.
That's right. Congratulations.
How many doors on the Edsel?
Two or four. Take your pick.
Could you get a human body in the trunk?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Get three of them in the
trunk. Isn't that great?
Get three of them in the trunk?
Yeah.
You could get three.
Goodness.
Three.
We'd be able to take care of the show today.
Hey, don't forget to change your oil. Do you change your oil?
That's right.
That's right. You bet your ass change your oil.
What type of oil does the Edsel take? Is it 10W-40 or canola?
10W-30 I use.
That's the best. That's the name.
10W-30. What's the 10 and the W stand for?
It's the weight rating of the oil for winter and summer driving. You got.
Isn't that something?
That is car-rific.
Wow.
Great oil.
If I could tell you something, I am just almost out. I must ask both you, Leroy, do you still pull the clutch?
No, clutch works fine.
Do you pop the clutch?
Oh, yes.
You ever do a hole shot?
Well, yeah, I drag race in Edsel.
There you go.
What about the choke?
On a six-cylinder, you got a choke. The rest are automatic.
You ever buy your oil at Price Club? They have lots of dried fruits.
No.
And I'm not talking about Roddy McDowell.
No.
Don't get our oil at
you're a campy chap.
Thanks so much. Isn't that something?
How about that?
Wow, incredible.
So these guys own 226 Edsels.
That'd be Hugh and Shelley.
Jesus H. Christ, you can knock me over with a feather.
Well, boy, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. What's the clock on the wall saying, Don?
I'm glad you asked, Mike. It's now 2 minutes past the hour. You've got to be somewhere by the top of the hour. You've got 58 minutes to get there. Don't forget, until next time, I think it's your time and our time together means a valuable contribution. Time, the clock ticking away. Our time on this earth is so precious. I'd like to say I'm glad we have 10 minutes with you guys. Don't forget Beth Ann McBride, the FCC, and you.
Oh, fantastic.
In-depth discussion behind the scenes of radio. That follows us.
That's a great program.
On the Don and Mike Show. Until next time, hey, kids. Leroy?
Yes.
Hugh?
Yep.
Touch a hand, make a friend.
Make a smile your handshake.
Okay.
Be happy, make somebody else.
Let a smile be your umbrella.
Okay.
And guys, you are something. How about that?
Wow, incredible.
I'm waiting for a response.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You like some new rules now?
Hold on, please. Okay, Rob, now you can.
Hi, is this Hugh or Leroy? Hugh, thanks so much. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Yes, they're fun guys, aren't they? We'd like to have you back sometime. All right, bye then. Hi, is this Hugh or Leroy?
He's on with both of them.
Oh, hi, Leroy. Thanks again for coming down off the hill for us. And I hope you had a good time. All right.
Capitol Hill.
Go right on.
What's up with the white Leroy?
Oh, ho.
You don't hear that too. Well, hold on, I'm thinking back now. There was Leroy Jordan, great football player.
That's the only one I can think of.
That was white Leroy.
Leroy Anderson. In the song Sleigh Ride.
And, of course, Leroy Brown.
Yeah, bad Leroy Brown.
We don't really know his skin color.
Well, we do know he was the baddest cat in the whole damn town.
All I know is that Leroy, when I first called, his wife said, S. He's up on the hill.
Oh, no. I hate it when he's on the hill.
How did they like the interview?
They said it was amusing.
Now, Beth Ann McBride will actually take that tape.
Yes.
And tomorrow we'll play back. She'll do that thing where she cuts back everything we said.
Uh-huh, right.
She cuts it and edits it out. Buzz?
She edits our exclamations.
What is your preliminary finding?
And these are preliminary numbers.
Oh, it's like what they say during NASCAR. Mm-hmm. These are the unofficial results.
Right. That's right. Here we go. Don, the winner, with 23 declarations to Mike 17. Mike had 6, isn't that something? 3, how about that? 8, miscellaneous. Don had 5, isn't that something? 6, how about that? And 12, miscellaneous. Mr. Creative today.
Oh, you didn't take my wows.
Yeah, I did, actually.
Oh, you did? Oh, man, I got to try harder next
time. Wow. Yeah.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Mike, remember,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
They both agreed, Mike, they come back, so you can try again later.
Fantastic.
And remember, our results are not final.
That's right.
Yes, that's true.
We have to wait until we hear the tape tomorrow.
But it sounds like it's not even going to be a photo finish.
Buzz, what's your lead story on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, want your in-laws off your back? Tell the feds they're terrorists.
Wow. Okay. Isn't that something?
Now I'm laughing. Stay tuned. That's
stay
it.
Tuned
there it is.
For news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Follows very
professional dildo.
Okay.
Is the Don and Mike Show.